Move checks number 468715 through 468750, warrants 7968 through 7969.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes August 15, 2022, and executive session minutes for August 15, 2022.
Move to approve executive session minutes for August 15, 2022, and regular session minutes for August 15, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Court orders.
Is this just the same one from last week?
Yes.
Yeah, uh-huh. I think it is.
That is correct. I mean,
I didn't have a book. That's why I didn't.
Oh, know. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
It is, but it it doesn't. It's correct.
I got the information. I just didn't get the book, so I didn't know if there was more.
No, just the one. Right, unless I missed something.
You want to label Exhibit A with today's date of August 23rd?
Yes.
Move to approve Exhibit A, dated August 23rd, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye. Motion carries.
Your glasses, Mike.
Huh?
I might need to borrow your glasses.
Well, you didn't bring yours. Let's see. Agreement for truck shell number 22-092 Coroner. I've received a letter dated August 19, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as the form. This is Mac Sales LLC doing business as Sportsland Pickup Covers in Taney County.
Move to approve the agreement for truck shell file number 22-092CR.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Addendum to agreement for veterinarian services number 22-093 Animal Control. Received a letter dated August 19, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the addendum as to form. And this is to modify the contractor from Branson Veterinarian Hospital Incorporated.
So they just changed the name to get bought out? Or
the company outside the area bought them. But it kept the same name, but it's a different owner now.
Okay. So, but the owner's WVP of Missouri.
Right.
Move to approve the addendum to agreement for veterinarian services, changing Branson Veterinary Hospital Incorporated to WVP of Missouri LLC.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Memorandum of Understanding, University of Missouri Extension, number 22-069, County Commission. I've received a letter dated July 22, 2022, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the Memorandum of Understanding as to form. This is between Taney County and the University of Missouri Extension Council.
I know we held this over before for the extension to be able to look at it before, and I understand they did look at it. But I think there's items in there I think it's probably the same agreement that maybe some counties have. Stone County and some counties do not have an agreement such as this. And it, there are a couple of items in there that we would change the way that we're doing things if we accept it. Then I was speaking with our employee, and this is the way she used to turn things over to the county clerk. And the, but since we have an auditor, and the way she approves things is different than what's in this agreement. And if you look at number six, it says that the, talks about a surety bond. They already have a surety bond now that is that which Linda, the employee there, says that she's been told all along that that's to cover herself and the treasurer. And this is saying that the county clerk will determine the surety bond up to not less than 125%. Anyway, you can read it, and the cost shall be paid for by the council. And there,
well, I'm done. We discussed this, I remember, like a couple weeks ago, whenever it was. Did we, and you may have just stated this, we've never had this type of agreement before, correct?
Correct.
And so who's asking for us? Is the University of Missouri asking for this to be?
No. Your extension board, you know, changes from
okay,
year
so
to
the
year.
Extension board is the one asking for this.
And it was brought to their attention, and they thought maybe they someone that they should have it. But I
you still have a few questions. We're not ready to sign this yet or vote on this yet.
I think it should be looked at okay. carefully. And the county clerk had things would then be turned into the county clerk and the budget. And it says in there that they shall not spend more than 1/12 of the budget per month. And the county clerk would have to determine the bond.
Right. Okay. Do we want to table to a specific date or just bring it back up whenever we're ready?
I think bring it back up after it's thoroughly looked
whenever
into.
We're ready. So we don't need a table or anything?
Document no action. Moving on down the agenda. Supplemental agreement number one to engineering services contract number 22-095, Roden Bridge. I've received a letter dated August 19, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as a form, and this is between Great River Associates Incorporated in Taney County.
So what it is, there's a federal grant, the federal land, the FLAP grant on the Thunder Road project. The Thunder Road project right there, it goes into a little bit of an archaeological hotspot / floodplain hotspot. And so what we've determined is probably our best course of action for talking with Devin on how he wanted to kind of proceed. If you dig any, then you have to have a lot of exploration done archaeologically, they've determined, primarily due to the cemetery being there close and records possibly of the cemetery being in that area for a long time before it was documented. So we are trying to avoid any digging, which will cause us to have to amend the floodplain just a little bit. And so this agreement covers that. That's the Clomer and the Lomer application fee. If you look down there, it's $8,000 for the Clomer. The Clomer is $6,500. That is the fee that FEMA charges. That is the direct fee. So the amount above that is our time to put everything together to get those maps changed. But the majority of this will just go directly to FEMA as a pass-through and pay those application fees in order to have the maps amended. In order to build the road without having to do any adverse archaeological surveys. Any questions?
Clear as mud.
Is there anything that's prevent this just starting around in this fall?
I don't remember how long this is a pretty small amendment, so it may take a couple months. So hopefully this fall we could start it. Once we get that Clomer and Lomer in place, it should go pretty quick because that'll take care of all of the hang-ups have been dealing with FEMA floodplain, Army Corps, who owns the land, who's giving us right of way. Dealing with those, and Army Corps said, yes, we'll give you land if you don't dig, and we won't require you to have to excavate and turn it into a giant dig site or anything like that. And so this path will hopefully get us this fall to construction.
So has the Army Corps signed off then on that agreement?
I don't think they've signed off officially. They've said if you give us the letter that you're going this route, then we will sign off on it. That shows that you are not digging. And by not digging, we're not allowed to dig at all on the site. And so, I mean, if there's a tree stump, we can cut it off at ground height. We cannot dig the stump out. They're very strict about it.
So if we do this, then we get that back. We can walk it down to the Army Corps of Engineers and get them inside.
Yep. And we'll try to get the construction as soon as we can, because this thing has dragged on too long. With different federal agencies involved who had some stakes in it. So, but let's get it across the finish line.
Yeah. You know why I say that, because there's always been, every time we start, there's been something else come up.
Well, the first project I ever worked at Great River was Thunder Road. So.
That's what I mean.
That was January 1st of 2007.
Uh-huh.
And so it got canceled at the time, but I worked on it. That was the first project I ever worked on at Great River.
Okay.
So.
Any questions? Move to approve the supplemental agreement, number one, to the engineering service contract 22095RB.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Agreement for Grapple, number 22-091, Road and Bridge. Received a letter dated August 19, 2022, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form. This agreement is by and between John Fabic Tractor Company, contractor in Taney County.
Any questions on it?
No.
Move to approve the agreement for Grapple by and between John Fabic Tractor Company and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bid recommendations for electrical work, term and supply, number 202207-502.
Good morning. I'm here on the electrical term and supply, number 202207-502. The only response we had was Castro Electric. Looking back since 2019, he's only came up $10 on the cost per hour. The percentages remain the same on the markup. So therefore, I'm going to recommend Castro Electric. They've been very good to deal with.
Any questions?
I don't have any.
I don't.
I move to approve the bid recommendation between Castro Electric and Taney County for electrical work.
Second. Second.
We have